I'd actually had to lay out strings to help me figure the primary spatter angles, a technique ancient enough to seem like alchemy. The splat patterns were startling, vivid. There were bright, wild, feral splatters across the walls, furniture, television, towels, bedspreads, curtains, an amazing wild horror of flying blood. Even in Miami, you would think someone would have heard something. Two people being hacked up alive with a chainsaw. In an elegant and expensive hotel room, and the neighbors simply turned up their TVs. You may say that dear, diligent Dexter gets carried away in his job, but I like to be thorough, and I like to know where all the blood is hiding. The professional reasons for this are obvious, but not quite as important to me as the personal ones. Perhaps someday a psychiatrist retained by the state penal system will help me discover exactly why. In any case, the body chunks were very cold by the time we got to the scene, and we would probably never find the guy in the size 7.5 handmade Italian loafer. Right-handed and overweight, with a terrific backhand. But I had persevered and done a very neat piece of work. I don't do my job to catch the bad guys. Why would I want to do that? No, I do my job to make order out of chaos, to force the nasty bloodstains to behave properly and then go away. Others may use my work to catch criminals. That's fine by me. But it doesn't matter. If I am ever careless enough to be caught, they will say I am a sociopathic monster, a sick and twisted demon who is not even human, and they will probably send me to die in Old Sparky with a smug, self-righteous glow. If they ever catch size 7.5, they will say he is a bad man who went wrong because of social forces he was too unfortunate to resist, and he will go to jail for 10 years before they turn him loose with enough money for a suit and a new chainsaw. Every day at work, I understand Harry a little better.